Ladies and gentlemen, we got Neo in the house. Now you about to drop a new album, right?
Yes, May 1st. Album is entitled Because of You. I'm calling it that because this album is my unofficial tribute to my fans. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in the business real long on this artist side of things, but I've come across a whole lot of artists that be on that whole I don't sign autographs, I don't take pictures type deal, and I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? How you don't realize that you would not be who you are if not for this person asking for your damn autograph? You know what I mean? Like, if these people stop buying your record, you're nobody. Your career is done. So you ain't, for real, you're not going to sign an autograph? That's stupid. You know, so I've just really developed a whole new love and appreciation for my fans because I know that I get to do what I love because of them. So that's why I call my album Because of You. It's in stores May 1st.
All right, cool. So who you got on the album?
The funny thing about that is I ain't 100% done yet, which is why we actually moved a release date back. Just give me more time to really get it right. Come on, man. This is the second one. I gotta get it right. But as of right now, you know, I got Jay on the record. Me and Jay did a song. That was an honor and a pleasure. And the lovely Miss Jennifer Hudson came down and we did a joint together. It's real hot.
Now, yo, I heard you got a few tributes on the album.
Yeah. The first single, Because of You, if anybody did notice, I don't know how you couldn't, but it has a very, very Michael Jackson type feel to it. And, you know, that's one example of an unofficial tribute to, you know, just to the people who I feel are responsible for my sound. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, unofficial tributes to Prince, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, and just so on and so forth through the whole album. You'll hear just these different unofficial odes to these people that I look up to in the business.
Being a songwriter yourself, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you got like hundreds of thousands of songs saved, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a ridiculous archive of songs. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of songs in these archives. But for this album, I went in and did all new stuff. I didn't really go back to the archives and pull out no old stuff. Well, maybe one song I did that with. And it's a song that was actually supposed to go on the first album, but, you know, we had over 300 songs to choose from for the first album, so it just didn't make the cut. The crazy thing about this record is that every song was written in a different place. Like, I got songs that was written in London, songs that I wrote in Japan, different cities all throughout the States, and, you know, it's actually cool because it made for a different sound for this record.
We getting ready to take a break real quick, but we'll be right back with more Neo on Nick Hunter Radio.
You're listening to Nick Hunter Radio.
The best in the world.
Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy Neo. Yep.
All right, welcome back to Nick Hunter Radio. We're still talking with Neo. So when you write, you have an idea of what you're trying to get across, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you feel about people making their own conclusions?
All my music is determine your own adventure. I mean, you know, I know what it means to me, but what it means to me might not be what it means to somebody else. You know, but that's what music is. You're supposed to make your own interpretation of what you feel the song is talking about. You know, it's supposed to be special to you for a reason that's you know, that's yours and yours alone. So, yeah, I ain't got a problem with that at all.
Cool. All right. So, how do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now? Who's hot, who's not?
I feel that we still got a long way to go as far as paying attention to what we need to pay attention to when people like Robin Thicke are not getting the shine that they deserve. Like, Robin Thicke, I mean, by the grace of God, he's definitely getting some shine now with the Lost Without You record, but they've been working that record for a year and a half. He been dope, you know what I mean? He been dope from his first record. This is not his first album. He had a whole other album out before this one that was just as dope as this one, you know what I mean? And that just goes to show that, you know, people let image and how good somebody look with their shirt off become more important than the actual music, than the actual art. Back in the day, it was about, you know, what that record made you feel like, not how good that artist looked. Like, if you look at a lot of the artists back in the day, it's like, wow, they just let anybody be an artist. Look at this dude's hair, or whatever the case may be. But it wasn't about what he looked like. That's not what it was about. It was about his voice. It was about what that record made you feel. You know what I mean? And I think that music needs to go back there.
Oh, it's a lot of good artists out there right now. So, what's in your CD changer right now out in your rack?
You know, there's a few artists, a few up and coming artists. Regina Spektor, she's not R&B, but, you know, I think the music that she does is incredible. KT Tunstall is another one that's really, really dope. Like, it's not all hip hop and R&B with me. I listen to a little bit of everything, you know, and I encourage other people to listen to more than just what's comfortable to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just to help expand your own mind, your own understanding of what music is and what music is supposed to be.
All right, Neo, thanks for coming through, man. New album's out May 1st. Because of You, Neo. Make sure you go pick that up.
For sure.